I will be in Wilmington, North Carolina at the Dead Crow Comedy Club August 14th through the 16th for five shows. I love that club. It's a new location. I haven't been to the new location. Very excited to check it out. Long Island, New York. Years since I've been there. I'm back at the Belmore in Long Island on Saturday, August 23rd for two shows. Two shows at the Brokerage Comedy Club. And then, speaking of hot, Phoenix, Arizona. I am going to be at Stand Up Live for four shows. I'm going to be there September 5th and 6th at Stand Up Live in Phoenix. It's a huge room. Come on out. I haven't been to Phoenix in a while. DanSoder.com for all dates, including the Golden Retriever of Comedy. That's the theater tour that kicks off in late September in Los Angeles. We got all the dates listed, and all the dates are up on my website for sale. DanSoder.com for tickets. You know what really makes me feel, there's just a lot of stuff that's making me feel very, 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 very old, but how much I miss MTV News, because it was legitimate. Like, dude, that fucking typewriter thing would come across, like, do, and you'd be like, something happened. You just knew. There wasn't cable news up your butt all the time, so the breaking news actually meant something, and then they were like, I remember the MTV News where they're like, Tupac Shakur was killed. And you're like, after the Tyson fight? And you're like trying, you're just like at someone's house and you're like, what did they
My
just say?
First news I remember is the OJ chase. I was five.
That's nuts. June 17th,
I kind of remember it as my first memory.
Yeah.
It's like my mom and me watching OJ it happen. On the highway? But also watching the case with my mom is like something I remember very, like my first memories with my mom are watching the OJ case.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because your mom's like, he didn't do it. She's just feeding on your phone.
I don't know if she was saying that. Yeah, really? This is my Irish mom.
Irish, she's like, he definitely did that. Look at him, boy. That's a black man that's guilty of murder. Four eyes for driving away. Why would he be in a Bronco if he didn't do it? My dad was from the Bay Area, right? So anybody from the Bay Area was like, it's what New Yorkers do. Every city does this. When you grow up in
Was Nicole Simpson an Irish Catholic? I feel like she was probably a Catholic. That was probably up there in my house. We had a lot of crosses in the home.
Yeah. Do you think they would have put a picture of her up?
Possible.
And like rosary around it. Pray for Nicole. But my dad loved OJ because he went to
sports
Galileo loyalty. High School. He's from San Francisco.
Dude, I cannot stop watching the Diddy case.
So this is you. Do you feel, because you brought up OJ, do you think this is your son's?
Well, dude, I had a friend that worked in nightlife. His older brother did, right? And there were certain guys, they were always like, yo, don't be around. And like, I always was like, oh, he's talking shit, da, da, da. And now it, like, over the years I had heard, and now it's come to full, like.
Would they say that? Wait, they would say, like, don't come around Diddy?
Yeah.
Because they knew about all the sex
and
all the hot sex.
You know what's crazy is they said it about, the same guy said it about Spacey, Kevin Spacey. And then Kevin Spacey spoke at my high school graduation.
So he's like pervert. He's like pervert Nostradamus.
He's just in clubs. He's in clubs. He has to get them what they want.
He touches people. He goes,
yeah.
He goes, just stick away from Christian Slater. He's kind of a fucking bad dude.
No, the guy shows up to Vegas and he's like, yo, let me get like a bunch of this.
Okay.
And this.
Now, here's my question to you. Morally speaking,
yeah,
isn't this guy part of the problem?
He's just a kid from Washington Heights that was trying to figure some shit out, man.
Yeah, but that you could say that about anybody.
I guess. Diddy's just a kid from Brooklyn. Diddy's trying to use some baby oil.
Diddy's just a kid from Harlem that wants to shake his shoulders and be fucking slathered up.
Yeah, man. But I just didn't realize rap was so gay, dude.
Well, why did you think they got so mad about all the gay jokes? It's like priests. It's like, you know, when priests are like, I hate the gays. And then it turns out you're like, oh, you were getting just either railing little boys or at some motel with a gay prostitute.
What's that guy like, Charlie Kirk? I want to sit on a college campus with a sign that says rap is gay.
Oh,
that'd be
so funny. And then it's just on World Star. And you go, did you see Ricky get attacked? It's fire. Rap is, no, I think what it is it's based in like, you know, masculinity. It's based on like being tough and shit, so you can't be gay. So any kind of gay shit, they'd be like, shut the fuck up. And then
no, it's like they'll kill you.
They'll push it down though. That means like pushing it down, which means you know, when you push something down.
And now goes, all poof. The old Tupac videos are coming out. Oh. He's like, hey. I'm like, dude, well, Alex English looks great.
He was a theater kid.
Yeah. So was I.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that.
Did you see the guys? This is a great question as a theater kid. If you were a theater kid, you saw the guys that acted gay but weren't. Did you see those? Those like undercover?
No, they were about that life at my school. Yeah, we had a gay kid that used to rap about being gay and like sucking D's, dude. It was nuts.
That young?
Yeah.
You're like, he's
high
so
school,
mature.
High school. It was
but you didn't have the guys
school.
In theater that were like, oh, I love her. She's my friend. You're like, you're trying to fuck.
Reminds me of SpongeBob. Not too much. Not too much. I would say people that were actually really about it. And then.
Did you have a lot of kids go? Because you grew up in Queens. The pipeline to Broadway, not that far.
No, I don't know anybody on Broadway that I grew up
with. They never made it?
No. No.
They just fucking crashed and burned?
Everybody. Nobody stayed in the arts, really.
That's just funny to know that there's just people out there with like extensive background and like Les Mis.
Vocal and all that stuff, dance. Yeah.
Just a nail tech. She could just fucking. She's like, yeah, I can give you all of Phantom of the Opera if you want.
Dude, I still see people I went to high school with. So it's like.
And was this a performance? Because New York City.
It was a performing arts school, but I was within the first 5 years of it opening. So we didn't even have our own building, bro. We shared a building with DeVry kids.
They launched a high school?
Yes.
And why did your parents send you to that? Because it was new?
Well, the other option was paying to go to a Catholic school because my zone school is really bad.
That's what it is. Yeah, New York City, it's like if you are, people like fight to get into the zones that have decent school.
Well, now there's like, I heard there's like a whole different lottery to it now. So you can end
and
up.
And you're a parent.
Yeah.
Are you getting nervous as your son gets old enough to go to school?
He's in school. My kid's old now. Yeah, dude.
Fuck, dude. I feel like I don't see people for like 6 years and they're like,
that's how old
he is. Driving.
That's
like, how old he is. My kid drives now. As a New York, because you're a Queens kid, do you resent your kid being a Manhattan kid at all? Is there any like,
no, like, yeah, no,
my,
it's kind of
my friends would have fucked you up.
No, I didn't even know Manhattan kids.
Really?
I didn't come to Manhattan.
That always blows my mind.
I was last stop on the F train plus a bus.
So you're like,
when you met me, I was still doing that.
Bus to the last stop.
Last stop on the F train, 179th Street, and then a half hour bus to Hillside and Springfield, and then I walked 2 blocks of my home. Yeah, dude. I live deep in Queens Village.
So going to Manhattan to you guys was
And I saw you every night, dude. I used to take a voyage after I saw you.
But what I was saying is when you were growing up,
fuck.
Coming into the city was like a non-starter. Like just like
as I went to high school, my high school was in Long Island City. It was actually in the LaGuardia building.
Oh, hell when yeah.
Okay. So once I started going there, it was like one more stop into Manhattan. And that's when I started meeting like people through the city and whatnot. But until I was like me and my boys, I grew up in my neighborhood, did not go to the city. No, you fucking hung out in the neighborhood. You played on your bikes and like there was, and you went.
Yeah,
into the
I mean, that makes sense. That's almost just like anything outside of any city. You
it
don't
takes you
really...
an hour and a half to get into Manhattan.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Yeah. And you're still in the city.
Yeah. I was, because I had a friend that I went to college with that was from Long Island, and I was always like, oh, so you're probably in New York all the time. He's like, No. It's like, it takes so long
but
to
that's
get there.
So, like, Long Island is like where everybody would leave to go to be like, it's safer, it's better, and then everybody ended up on pills. Everybody ended up on pills.
The burbs really were a trap.
Bro, my boy robbed
the
bank.
Got a lot of people in the 90s and early 2000s.
My boy robbed the bank with a note that says, I have a gun. I need this amount of money. But he was on pills and nodded out until the cops came.
That's really funny.
Same charge in New York State. Same charge.
Did they pick him up like when you would fall asleep in the car and
they walked him out.
Your parents would walk you to bed? Would you wake up and you go, did I nod out on pills? And the cop goes, you did. You're going to do about 15 to 20. You're fucked.
Dude.
We got you on armed robbery.
Less than a year. When that's your first charge?
Less than a year?
Yeah.
Why are we not robbing banks? This becomes criminal evidence in the trial. Well, I was joking, Your Honor. I was clearly kidding. We shouldn't all rob banks. How do you even rob banks anymore? Here's my theory about bank robbers. If we were born 200 years, 150 years ago.
Fucking banks.
Why are we not robbing banks? 150 years ago? All you should be doing is robbing banks.
I'm pretty sure you can still do it, but it all has to be inside now. It all has to be inside baseball now.
Yeah. I'm not talking about me and you going getting some snazzy suits, some shoes with some grip, and some bandanas.
Know what I see happen?
And then I can ride on the side of the car. while Katie drives it in one of those bonnets. And we're on the side like, that's right, the Myrtle Gang robs again. Give me another one of those Tommy guns. Oh, dude, I drink egg creams every morning.
What's an egg cream?
It's like a milkshake kind of thing with
egg. Oh, yeah.
But Robbie,
I had a really old babysitter that used to make those all the time.
They're gross. I'd rather have a milkshake.
Pretty gross.
It's like dry humping of milkshakes.
And you're isn't like, just it give me hot ice cream. Sometimes? Can't you make it hot?
I don't know.
I hate hot dairy.
Yeah, hot dairy. Like, when you do coffee, do you a black?
Black.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Like a construction worker.
No, it's... I know what I was thinking about this lately. Like, once you have a kid, you're just tired all the time.
Yeah, I watch it happen all
the time. But that's just part of being a dad. It's just being tired all the time. So you just need the straight stuff. Nitro brew will kill me.
Why?
I hate it, dude. It makes me feel crazy. I can rob a bank. Give me some nitro. Yo, hey,
honey, I don't think I should give the kids a bath. I might send them to their maker. I'm on some nitro brew. You can't bathe your kids. Dude, yeah, I watched all my friends have kids and then they go through this phase. It's funny to watch because like around 8 or 9 years old, you guys start sleeping again. Like,
oh, that's interesting.
And
I wonder when
they start becoming human again, where they go like, hey, they're like, what have you been up to? And you're like, I've been here the whole time. It's good to have you back. Because I think like 1 to 8, they just fucking destroy you. Then around 9 or 10, they get a little bit of this like, I want to be on my own. I'll go to bed. Like, you don't need to do that. And that's when you watch your friends go like, all right, I think that little thing that I made is taking care of itself.
Yeah, the dog, I just bought the puppy.
Yeah.
The dog is helping.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, they're best friends.
Oh, that's awesome. God damn it, you got a golden retriever too.
Yeah.
Dancer.com, the golden retriever of comedy.
Dude, tour. I love that. Yeah, it's Reddit happening. Has made you the golden retriever of comedy. That's
Opie and Anthony subreddit back in the day when I used to go on Opie and Anthony.
Like, oh, that's where that came
from.
Yeah,
they're like, this guy's like a golden retriever. You just throw a premise and he'll chase it down.
I like that.
It is. But they're not wrong.
Good.
Sometimes the internet can have good nicknames for you.
Good comedy comment.
Yeah. Not all of them. Most of them are not good.
Yeah, but at the same time, comedy fans are interesting.
I love comedy fans because I am.
But you're a wrestling fan, so that makes sense. It's Shut very up. Similar. Comedy fans and wrestling fans both take the same amount of showers.
Then, which is a normal amount. You don't. It's been proven you don't have to shower every day. So I resent that. I'm a fan of both comedy and wrestling. We all shower enough. Okay, we're not walking around with this roll-on deodorant like a bunch of fucking pigs. I think they might be one of our sponsors. But it's weird that everyone's just cool slathering themselves with a stick of butter. Have you seen roll-on deodorant?
No, please explain.
Everybody's doing it now. They are our special. Mando.com/soder. But they're doing this roll-on.
Mando, don't you roll on most deodorant?
Yeah, but under your armpits, right? They're telling you to do it on your thighs, on your body. It's like, gross. It's gross. Just do your armpits.
That's insane.
Just do your armpits and bathe.
How much smells are you getting?
I don't know. Can I tell you something? I don't have a sense of smell, so it doesn't really matter to
COVID,
me.
Long COVID.
Not long COVID. Cigarettes from 12 to 30, then COVID.
Okay.
I had a very dull sense of smell. Smoking cigarettes really fucked it up. Then COVID took it out and it's gone and it's, I don't really miss it.
What do you smell?
Nothing. I get nothing. I'm nose blind.
Have you seen a doctor about that?
Yeah. I talked to my ENT about it. I talked to my ENT about it and they were like, I'd have to go to like physical therapy, but for noses.
That's bullshit. That's
where
nuts.
I'm like, it's
that's
the nuts. Final countdown. It's like vinegar. Like, yeah. But for real, I would have to get, I'd have to do these exercises where you like look at the card, what it smells, and then you go, and like, I'd have to like work it back up.
No
and
thanks.
Honestly, living in New York, I think I'm good.
Yeah, that
it's
is
just
true.
Fine. Okay. I can taste. I still can taste. Not as well, but I can still taste. Whatever, dude.
Don't need it.
Listen, maybe when I'm 60 and I want to train my nose to come back.
Yeah, I heard Keith Robinson said the same thing a few years back.
What? About not having a smell?
Then it all trickled down from there.
What do you mean? What the fuck do you mean? Dude, Keith has fought back. I watched Keith go through 2 and I was like, that scares the shit out of you. Watching anybody go through something, you're like, oh, fuck. I wouldn't handle it this well. Have you ever had a friend get a heart attack or like someone?
Not yet. I'm 36.
I mean, you're friends
dude,
with older
so like,
comics.
who else is having, who's having heart attacks?
Colin Quinn.
Colin Quinn. Yeah, yeah, that one scares me.
There's like people that you go like, oh no, oh no, oh don't fucking die. But you're,
who was that? What was that? What was that comic? I never knew him. Everybody called him an asshole, but he like Todd went Lynn. Blind.
Yeah, Todd Lynn, dude.
The man like fell apart as a human.
Todd Lynn was so mean to everybody and just fell apart. But here's the thing about Todd Lynn, I loved him.
No, he was funny.
And he loved me.
I stayed away from him. I didn't know him.
He was so mean. I watched him be so mean to people that I was like, when anyone would be like, fuck him, I was like, I get it. I've watched him be. What I liked about Todd was I would give it right back to him when I was like just an open micer. And he always would like kind of like that. He'd be like, who the fuck? Because he had a bad arm. And I always called it his Bob Dole arm. So every time he'd talk shit, I'd just go, Todd Lynn.
Where was he from? Philly?
No, he's from the South.
Oh, okay.
But he, when people are assholes and then they start having poor health, it's an interesting choice. Cause you go, well, it's also did you think you were going to end up here? If you're like mean and then your fucking health starts failing, that sucks. When you're a dickhead your whole life and then you're like, ow, 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 ow.
Is that just the body dying from in?
Oh, you're saying it's like it was rotted.
Yeah, and then it just rotted it's out. Just coming in. Yeah.
Man, if we were like male nurses at like an old person home, just lean in and you go, you feel that?
Yeah, that's you. Bad boy.
You're rotten. You're rotten. You go, help! Help! That's the goal if you want to get out all your energy. I part-time.
Do you ever want to get to hospice?
Do I want to get that old? I just watched my grandma go through it. I'd probably say no, because no one... Everyone has this idea that your kids are going to take care of you. As someone that's not having kids, they always go, who's going to take care of you when you get older? It's like, you know, same people are going to take care of you. The nurses that you pay. Because like, I hate to break this to
that's
you.
That's not necessarily true.
I hate to break this to you.
What?
No kid. Very rarely do kids take care of their parents. This isn't the fucking 40s where they're like, well, we've got the little side suite where our mother-in-law lives. She's in poor health. They go like this.
Well, no, you send put her in shady, hospice.
Shady. Oh, hospice is like on your way out. Hospice, pump me full of opium and give me like a couple packs of cigarettes. I'm cool, dude. If I know I'm dying, I'm going to get fucked up. Hmm. And I mean that. If I'm like, if a doctor's like, you're on your way out, it's like, great. I'm calling your buddy that knew Diddy, and I'm going, I need a fucking elk's heart amount of hash and then just pills. I want all the pills. I don't even want to know what's going on. I want to die and then go, am I still on pills? This is nuts.
It's just... But isn't that what happens? Don't we get all that DMT that we've been
saving? That's why I don't do DMT. Have you ever done DMT?
I haven't done DMT. I've done ketamine treatments, though.
That's fine.
It's similar, isn't it?
I don't know. I think DMT is, this is my always my philosophy on DMT. I've had a lot of friends of mine have done it. I think it's like unwrapping your Christmas present. It's like going in your parents' closet at Christmas
seeing your Christmas presents
before Christmas. Great. You get to see what it is. But now on Christmas morning, you're like, oh.
Those sock and boppers aren't nearly as good as they could have been. Like, oh, yeah, I knew I'm going to beat my brother's ass all week.
You're
yeah.
Like, oh, cool. But if you save it, then you go, no sock and boppers. And you're like, you know what I mean? Save the surprise.
Yeah.
I don't want to come during foreplay.
That's fair. I agree.
Like, if that is.
And that you, like all your boys that have done it are just like, that's it. I mean, it makes sense. That's what happens.
No, they don't give you a definitive answer. They go like, well, we all see the same thing. I don't know. Some people are just flat out like, I didn't like it. I shut my eyes. I fucking hated it. And some people would go like, it's like a restaurant. It's like when people go to a restaurant, they're like, that's the greatest chicken parmesan you'll have.
Yeah.
And you have a friend go, it's chicken parm. It's fucking, they make it. Oh, if you know me, you know I love to worry, specifically about what's wrong with me. Why does my neck hurt? Why is my hips twinge? Oh no, am I dying? And then it's like, oh, why don't I just go to ZocDoc? ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. So if you are worried about something, if you have a legitimate pain, just go to ZocDoc and you can find a specialist that is in-network and you can get an appointment very fast. They have more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care, urgent care, everything you need. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Soder to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Soder. ZocDoc.com/Soder.
What about ayahuasca have you done?
No, I was interested about doing that. I would do that if I did it right.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to do it right. Like, change my diet, go to South America.
No, you have to, like, do it, do it.
I'm not going
to
San Diego in a guy's living room to fucking throw up on a carpet.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to get to that level of, like, where it makes you weird.
Yeah, it's too much.
Because they're...
Yeah, you don't want to open the door and then bugs come in the house. Dude, it's like... you go, what did I do?
But it's just... we'll let it... But it's like, I don't want to get... I don't want to get there. I don't know.
We can edit that out. Brian, I know what you mean. We'll edit this out. We'll edit both those names out. Sorry. DanSoder.com. Come see me on the road. I'll tell you who we're talking about. That's my reward to give people to come see me live. Come see me and Ricky live. Yeah, we'll tell you the exact
names.
We'll tell you everybody. RickyVelez.com. DanSoder.com. We'll tell you everybody on the road. But there is a thing of, yeah, you go like, it's almost in the same realm of when people get like procedures, you know? Like, I got a hair transplant and you're like, it worked.
Yeah, but your hair transplant isn't going to change your personality. And that pisses me off.
I don't know.
That's what pisses me off about people telling me to do ayahuasca. It's like, oh, you don't fucking like me. Maybe you're the fucking problem.
They go, you
stay the fuck away from me.
Do this drug. Dude. It makes you way cooler. You.
You?
I'm fine.
You're going to do great on this.
I think we'll spend a lot more time after. You want to get lunch after?
After
ayahuasca.
After you go up to the hills.
My problem with ayahuasca is, what if you do it and it doesn't work? You just puke and shit.
So I have two people that went to the same retreat. And I have another guy that did, like, which I don't like. He just did it at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
That's what I mean. That's like a fetish. That's not like an ayahuasca trip.
Okay.
I need to go to South America. I need to know that the government around me.
I can go to Poughkeepsie and be fine. I don't need to go all the way to Africa, dude.
I need to know that I might come out of this and it might be a different government.
Really?
I want to, like, stop tripping and go, is it a dictatorship? Now we're still in the ends of it. All right. Can I fly home? Are we cool?
Dude.
I want to go to South America. If I'm going to do it, I want to fucking do it. I don't want to go to Long Island and have a guy that's like, all right, it's my backyard. Don't throw up in the flowers. You're going to shit your fucking brains out. But you'll be capable of pure intimacy at the end. Like, that. I just fucking...
As I will show you.
I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. Honestly, this is just the fucking... It's a Jets glass filled with NyQuil and a little bit of...
And then the friend that talked you into it is also there.
Yeah, he goes, why is your phone out? Whatever, we're going to set up a ring light. It's going to get a lot of hits. I want to go to, like... I want to be in a grass hut.
They have it up in upstate New York. There's
that's
like
heroin,
this,
my friend.
Dude,
I've driven up there.
Talked into this one. There's like a very like becoming famous, but the thing is they only do it for a certain price. If they're doing it for too much, they're ripping you off. Like that's their whole thing.
Okay.
And I have passed the date that I was supposed to go already. That's how nervous I am about it, where I'm just like,
it starts
dude.
To feel like ayahuasca kind of feels like a band that when it's you first like, heard about it, you were like, yo, what do they do? And you go, they like rewire your brain, you puke and you shit, but it fucking rocks. And then now it's like, you're like shopping at like Abercrombie and Fitch and you're like, is this ayahuasca on the, are they playing an ayahuasca song? This is ayahuasca's first album. Oh yeah, I don't know if I like this shirt. But it's like, it just feels like I could see someone saying they have locally sourced ayahuasca.
I feel like I could come home and be like, we froze the kid's placenta, right?
That's so funny. Like,
I need to eat it.
So we're trying Oscar.
We need to
Lady and the Tramp, the placenta, and then kiss in the middle.
That's the only way we can show we love each other.
Or else we're about to get scalped.
And the boy must watch.
Yeah. Let the boy watch. Be right. Like I feel like Aaron Rodgers got fried from it. Like he did, did that, and then he came back. He was like, "Don't go down there! Don't go down there!"
By the way, if he would have came back and won a Super Bowl for everyone the would be fucking Jets,
Patrick Mahomes would have been like, "Well, I think I'm going to go do ayahuasca." Everyone would be doing it. I'd be personally paying for Brock Purdy to go for the 49ers. I'd like, "Trip your balls off, young man.
Here's come your back trip to upstate New York."
He's like, "I can. It's in Poughkeepsie." You're going to drink out of a New York Jets glass. It's a lot.
It's plastic.
Don't mind the ring light.
There's a lot of microplastics.
You got a plastic. That's what they say now, that we have the amount of a plastic spoon in our brains. That we have that much microplastic in our body.
Yes.
As I'm drinking out of a plastic glass.
If you ever ate a cup of noodles, cooked.
Loved it.
You're cooked.
I mean,
New York City public school, and you can correct me, they're styrofoam trays.
Love styrofoam.
They would melt the fucking food into it and serve it to us.
Like a fat guy on a couch.
I never got COVID.
There you go.
I think it's the plastics.
Yeah.
You eat enough Chinese plastic.
Stop saying it's bad. Start saying it's evolution.
Yeah, it's evolution.
Yeah, your kid's going to be strong as hell. He goes, "Hey, Dad, what's this?" And you're like, "Are you drinking Drano?" And he goes, "Does nothing." "Oh, you mean my boom boom juice?" It's just something where you're like, "Oh my God, they've
evolved. That's my strong juice, Dad."
"Oh, watch this." He's lifting your car. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about... we probably didn't have this much shit 100 years ago in our food, but people were dying at the age of 40.
Yeah, look how old people are living now.
I mean, dude, my grandma was at 95, and it was like...
Good for you.
No.
My family's young. We're young people. We die young.
Everyone died before 60 except my grandma.
Okay.
She set the high record in a way that, like, no one's catching that, and it was not good. I would almost say it's better to die young.
My grandfather had one of those heart attacks where they put a pig vessel in his heart. And then he lived way past. They're like, "You have like this amount of years with this thing." And he like soared way past it.
Did he give up pork?
I don't think so.
Because I feel like if you have a pig heart.
No, not at all. My grandfather loved hot dogs.
If you have a pig
heart. One of his last fucking meals was a hot dog from a fucking stand.
But he's got like the, right? Like he's got the pig piece in him?
I think it's like a vessel, right? Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Like an aorta or whatever?
But I always remember my parents always saying.
But just like eating a hot dog and then it going by and being like, it's like the Spider-Man thing. It's like, but aren't I pig and aren't you pig?
Yeah.
How old were your grandparents when they died? Like
each grandpa made it pretty far. My grandmother I never met. I had a step-grandma.
Huh.
Yeah.
Close
to her? And then my Spanish grandma, we didn't really know her. Then my grandfather died and she moved into the house and she got Alzheimer's. So she only spoke to us in Spanish, so we never had a conversation with my grandmother.
Did anyone in the house speak Spanish?
My dad.
Man, that's fun to translate for your mom losing her mind.
Oh, dude. It was past that. They wasn't even trying to fix it, dude.
But what a time to just have fun with her. She says, she says she was a real bitch to me when I was a kid. And just saying all the stuff you wish you would have said.
It was during
"I'm sorry, I didn't take more emotional accountability for you." She's like, "No.
That vocabulary is not my father at all."
She says, "I'm a dumb bitch.
She's going to the fucking church on Sunday. She'll be gone all day."
How old was she when she lived with you? Because a grandparent living with you sounds...
I was young as hell.
Did you like it or hate it?
So she was real into the church. Like the church that you scream and dance and you stay all Sunday and like you do that. It was like an excessive amount of church. And then also, like, she didn't like that my mom was Catholic.
What was she? So she was a...
I don't even know. Whatever Puerto Ricans are from the Bronx.
I usually think they're Catholic, aren't they?
No, she wasn't Catholic. It wasn't Catholic. No.
She hated your mom because...
Mom actually worked at the Catholic Church.
It's always weird to me when people hate Catholics. It's like, "Oh, you hate."
They just didn't agree on church. That was about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was just like... And then... She moved in. At one point, me, my dad, my older brother, younger brother were all sleeping in one bedroom and my grandmother had her own. My parents were sleeping on the floor on a mat. They had to move into our room because my grandmother would stand over them in the living room every day. Yeah.
So she was like a living ghost.
Dude, and
like a physical presence.
Yo, she dyed her hair blue because she was crazy, and she would just go on walks and disappear, and then like she'd show up to our baseball games.
Yeah, that
like,
is kind of sick.
And everybody would be like, "The blue-haired lady's back!" And
dude,
like,
that's so funny. You're like, you're like one for four on the day, and you're like, "Come on, rookie, get in your zone." God damn it, grandma's
here. She's shuffling.
Grandma's in her nut.
She's shuffling here.
She's just coming through the trees, like when they gave Mr. Burns too much radiation, yeah. And his eyes were all big. It's like, whoo, it's just coming out of the forest.
Yes.
You're just at the plate, and you're like, is that fucking Nana?
Granny's here. Dude, she used to try to hit us, but she wasn't fast enough, so we'd just dodge her and talk shit to her all day. It was fucking nuts. It was nuts living with her. And then the church stole all of her money. The one she was going to took all my grandfather's money. Yeah, dude. It was wild times, bro.
Did your dad... This was obviously his dad, right?
His mom, yeah.
But his mom and his dad, they took his dad's money.
Retired in Puerto Rico. So like everything was out there. And then my grandmother had to move back from Puerto Rico after a terrible hurricane that hit and moved into our home. And we went from having like a 2-bedroom house to a 1-bedroom house, grandma living in my bedroom, all the kids and the adult, and my parents were sleeping in the living room. And then my brother came home sick from school one day. And he had like a terrible fever, and he woke up, and my grandma was praying the sickness out of him, like screaming back at the sky and shit.
No, thanks. How about just some NyQuil in our own space?
Yeah, that's the devil stuff, man.
Oh my God.
She would tell us about the devil all the time. She would tell us like we were going to the devil because of the way we worshiped. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I was a confirmation. I was a teacher at the Catholic school.
Did she speak any English?
At CCD.
Or is it mostly?
No, but she forgot. She has Alzheimer's. She forgot she spoke English.
Oh, fuck.
So, dude, it was wild.
You're like, you're doing that, like, the half white, the white part of you is going like this. What? I'm sorry. What? English.
English.
Who is?
I don't know what you're saying.
Why are you saying El Diablo? Who is El Diablo? El Diablo what? Stop. Yeah. Help me. And she's like, you're going to die. Yeah, that's, and her, dude, in her mind, she's like trying to save her grandkids, and her grandkids are like, dude, fuck you. And dude, she's like, you gotta believe me.
And my brother, my dad had two brothers that were like in and out of jail.
Oh.
And fucking like one of them robbed the house while grandma was staying with us.
She's not gonna snitch.
She couldn't.
Yeah.
She couldn't.
Because who did it?
She didn't remember. She passed the whole lie detector,
you're
dude.
Like, then why do we have you? We could have a parrot, and they would tell us. Dude, when she died, no, this is just a real.
I don't honestly remember her dying. I don't remember her death. I remember my grandfather's death. My grandmother's, I don't remember.
Well, that changes your home. Like, she dies, doesn't that?
I got my room back with my older brother, yeah.
What, that day must have been.
I don't remember. I really wish I had more memories of when she left. I don't. Because, and I think she might have left before she died. Like she was like put somewhere before she died. So it was like she left, then 4 or 5 months later passed.
Then they're
like,
okay.
Yeah.
Because when that happens, we were talking about hospice, but that happens when you like put them in the home.
Yeah.
And you kind of do the like, all right, well.
Well, my dad was trying his best because he was the only one. My uncle showed up to my grandfather's funeral in handcuffs. He got brought in by the people in and out. And then my other uncle
brought him in. They were like,
yeah, he got to leave jail to come see his dad in the coffin.
Oh
yeah, bro.
That's pretty nice of them.
It was kind of wild that it got to happen, but he got to go in and out. And then the other brother was a full conspiracy theory before like the internet.
Yeah, dude. Before these posers showed up. Back before you'd get him in magazines and letters.
Bro, he swore my grandmother lost her memory based on military bombing they did off the coast of Puerto Rico. Like he had all these wild like runs that
those
were like.
Those guys must be so
so
mad.
Pissed.
Old school conspiracy guys.
And pedophiles. The guys that had the van.
Yeah, because they're like,
you don't even need a fucking van anymore.
They go, we used to work. We used to work.
They had to get a puppy, train it not to piss all in the van.
They also had to go.
They had to buy all that candy.
They had to buy in. They had to buy in for success.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, it's as much as you want. If you were willing to buy a Nintendo system in 1988,
you were.
Your returns, your windfall of ass was probably through the roof. That's why priests do so well is because the church pays for all their nice stuff then and supplies the kid. That's also like
dude, Sandusky. I worked in the church. I worked in the Catholic church. I was part of it. I was a CCD teacher for 3-year-olds. Yeah. Like, not once, bro. Not once no weird
shit
ever happened.
It?
No.
But maybe did you miss it?
We were also a church on the brink of the hood.
Oh, where they're like,
I don't think you can really.
On their first day in the church, they go, Richard, I'm just going to tell you, these ones you can't fuck. They're violent, squirrely. They won't trust you. Go to where the living is good. You know what you say? White bread, white tush. It's
You need like a family that like lets you like have dinner with them. That's not happening in my neighborhood.
I also think it's, well, I think it does happen in poor neighborhoods.
It does.
It just happens when they're predators. So yeah. They find prey. So if they saw you and they didn't think they had a shot, I don't think they reveal themselves.
I was a mouthy little kid.
Yeah, they're not going to, you're you don't a snitch. Need that. He goes, I don't want them to kiss and tell. I'm trying to fuck these kids to keep it between us. I'm looking for a situationship. Priest looking for situationships.
We were also, it was still around the time, my mom went to that church. Like she grew up in Queens.
Yeah.
And she used to like tell us the stories of the nuns hitting them.
So my mom was Irish Catholic.
It was still on the like, I can probably get punched in my mouth and hear by an adult. My mom said
that rapping on the knuckles was a very real thing.
My mom stole the teacher's edition of a textbook and they found out. And they slapped my mom across the face and threw it out the window. She had to go downstairs, get it, come back upstairs. Then they slapped the other side of her face, sent her back out the window to fucking get it again, dude.
See, these nuns are like pimps.
Dude. Like,
bitch, bring me my book.
My book,
she goes, pow to my hand. Sister Mary, I just don't think, pow to my hand, bitch. You about to get a lesson from God. And dude, that's fucking wild. The 10th commandment says, ka-pow!
Church family, man. We're big into God. There's shit all over.
Yeah, my mom grew up Irish Catholic, and like the tales of casual abuse, you're like,
by the way, which they were paying for.
Yeah, my mom went to a private
Catholic school. Schools, private school. They used to pay to have their kids beat.
Yeah, that's insane to go like, but as a parent, do you kind of get it? If you're a parent, like, and you're older and your kid's a little mouthy, you go, I'm going to send you to Catholic school. And you're counting it out for him, and you go, and Father, if you could, a couple extra lessons this week.
But we also lived during the town where a coach could put you in your place. That's gone, dude.
Dude,
that
nothing
is
made me feel
gone. My kids started playing T-ball. Gone. Nah,
yeah, dude, nothing made me feel
good. Everybody take a knee if you want to. The coach is just this
passive. Take a knee.
Guy.
Your helmet's not a hat. Dude, passive-aggressive coach where he goes, I guess you call that trying. You go, what? I want my coaches mean.
Same.
I want my coaches mean.
I've decided I will not step into coaching until at least fifth grade. Third to fifth grade, I'll jump in. That's where it starts getting important.
Your importance will be talking shit about the coach when he's mean to your kid.
Yes.
That you'll excel at that.
But I also like, you gotta remember, these are Manhattan people. A lot of them are transplants. They don't really know. Like, we're playing baseball on top of Pier 40. That's a parking lot. Like, what the fuck? Like, these kids aren't like, and these, they just don't. They don't get, like, my brother played against Danny Almonte.
Yeah, that's
like it. That's the years Bronx, of baseball. Bronx Bombers.
He forged his birth certificate.
He was saying he was my age, and he was playing at my brother's age.
That's so funny. And he was throwing gas.
Filthy. And throwing, by the way,
gas. That was such a fun thing.
Afterwards, still got to play in high school once they gave his real age and the rest of that. He played, I don't think it was Xavier, but it was either one of the Bronx schools and he played Catholic baseball.
It's crazy. Look, can you look this up for me? There's a story about a guy. I'm going to give you the key words. You can Google it. This guy just got caught. He was 24 years old, and he was playing junior varsity athletics. I think he was playing soccer, and he just got caught. If you're 24 and you go back and you only make JV, kill yourself. Sorry, this is going to be on TikTok. Unalive yourself. That's insane. You can't make varsity at 24. You should, yeah.
Wait, so he went back to high school just to play?
24-year-old Venezuelan man arrested for posing as a 16-year-old high school student.
Okay, so time out. Did we deport him?
In Ohio.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, ICE got him.
Dude, ICE, I mean,
They're getting people.
I mean, that guy definitely
gonna get some wins.
Was getting way too cocky.
Oh, going back to high school? He's like, yeah, check this out. Well, he was homeless. 24 years old.
Was his girlfriend heartbroken at prom? Dude,
I mean, way to get him with a double. You get him as a pedo and as a fucking... You go, oh, we got this guy locked up.
Yeah, yeah, he can go to that Venezuela.
What did he think was going to happen?
Was he scoring well? What was his stats? Also, like, how dumb does coach have to feel?
Yeah, if you didn't win, if you weren't fucking wrecking teams...
With a 24-year-old?
24-year-old, you better be fucked. Like, Danny Almonte was shelling motherfuckers. He was just like, he threw like a no-hitter in the Little League World Series.
He was hitting a home run every time he went to bat.
And, but also, he was just throwing gas on the mound.
Yeah, on a 90 feet.
Yeah.
I think it was 60 during that time. He was pitching that at 60.
Yeah, they were showing like his MLB equivalent, and it was like 97. And he's just
these giant Dominican.
Just these fat kids from Taiwan striking out as this kid's just like, slap! And then when you find out he was faking it, it was a great news story. They did that as
the Bronx
30
Bombers.
For 30. Yeah.
The Bronx Bombers, man. I'll never forget it. My brother got to play against a few of those kids, man.
That's fucking nuts. Yeah. Baseball in New York, baseball and basketball specifically, but baseball around Manhattan is very, very competitive.
Like, Long Island has great people that come out of it. I knew that kid Matt Rosati. He played with my brother.
But Jersey, even north of the city, like.
But it's really. I learned this with my brother. It's like it's just such a different game where it's hot. So like they would do these things down in Florida where he would have to go down and.
But
play
those kids
with
are playing year round.
They're playing year round. And then the other thing which I learned was they took two people from each public school, and you got to like go in front of the colleges. Since I went to a performing arts school, I was one of the best players on my fucking team.
That's so funny. My other kids are sashaying. they go, Ricky, turn two. I missed.
Turn two and you catch it in your ass.
He goes, got it. I one timer, I barehanded it. You go, but your glove's still on. I just barehanded it, Ricky. Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, so they sent me and my buddy Dylan, and we got up there, and there's a school called George Washington up in Washington Heights.
Nice.
And it's nothing but Dominicans, Puerto Ricans. And I'm like, dude, we got there, and it was like, oh, like, we shouldn't even bat today. Like, we shouldn't even play. Like, kids that get to play full-time are just filthy.
I think kids
learn how to play without a fucking mitt.
Yeah, they're just bare. They're like, you're out. I recently talked about this on another episode, but I used to play when I waited tables in Midtown. They had a huge softball league because it was Be Our Guest. So they had like eight or nine restaurants. So it was a whole league. And then it was all like,
I remember you doing this.
Oh yeah, dude. Mondays, I'd get blackout drunk during the day. I'd go to Shepherd's, I would go over to the fields right off the east side, off the Upper East Side, and get, I drink Tecates and just get fucking blackout by like 1:30, 2 o'clock. By the time you saw me that night, I was on my second wave, dude. I had like napped. I was back. But it's all waiters or like the teams. So it's all like a lot of actors or like comedians or just regular guys that are just waiters. And then occasionally a restaurant would just pull a Dominican from the kitchen, just showing up in baseball pants, and he's hitting it across the Hudson.
He doesn't speak with anybody on the team.
This is like they're all there and they're like, I think we're going to go get daiquiris after the game. And he's like, Mira, ping. He's just like fucking out of the park. Oh my God. It was so funny. I remember this one guy that worked at Atlantic Grill. He would just come up and just go like 4 for 4 with 4 dingers. And you're like, this guy's shit. And I'd play left field. I'd always be smoking a cigarette. And he'd come up and I'd have to be like, God damn it. And toss my cigarette and just run. I'd have to run all the way back. It sucked. I love that. I love when people are good at something, stop doing it, and then casually doing it.
It's the best. I wish I would watch somebody just ball out. Dude, it's great.
Like Chris DeStefano.
I always said it was my favorite thing about J.R. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like he didn't want to play.
Dude.
And when he was in New York, he couldn't concentrate, dude. He was just too close to Jersey. I saw him at the club at One Oak one night.
Really?
Before a game. Yes.
That's awesome.
He used to be out all the time.
I love that. I love a guy that just, that's like that Babe Ruth.
But then they
shit.
Started sitting him. We made it to the playoffs and they sat him in the playoffs because he fucking was being such a motherfucker.
Because he was just ripping it.
And then what happens? We get rid of him. What happens? He wins a championship with LeBron Cleveland. James.
Yeah, in Cleveland. J.R. Smith is the fucking man.
He's the coolest man.
I loved him when he was in Denver, when he was a Nugget.
Oh, dude. He was incredible there.
And then he went to the Knicks.
Did his brother play Denver? No. Mm-mm. Did his younger brother play Denver as well?
I don't know. I don't know about
him
that.
Just having a red New York Yankees symbol that's in the middle of his neck. It's like, okay.
Getting a tattoo like that, would you ever, you wouldn't
do that. That's gang affiliation.
Oh, is it?
That's, yeah. You can't walk around with that.
Or just accidentally doing it.
I love the Yankees and I love red.
I just come back and I go, is this bad? Is this bad? Katie's like, what did you do? I go,
why would you get Latin Kings?
I go, because I feel like a king and I love Cholula. I love Cholula so much.
Why we go to that restaurant that we like called Latin King.
I think there's a whole group. It's like, oh, well, that makes sense why he wouldn't put it. It's all red. And you're like, well, that makes sense why he wouldn't put a C on it. There you go. I had to change it. He wouldn't tattoo a C on me. I mean, yeah, that's like having a gang affiliated tattoo.
Oh, he's like, he's been having it removed over the years. You can see it's like faded out now.
Would you get yours removed?
No, I just show up to makeup early. That's the only time it bothers me when I have to film something and they're like, hey,
you have to do your whole hand.
I usually wear long sleeves and then they just do my hand. And now they have this stuff that's like, it sticks. I was on set where I was like, yo, I'm not even going to take it off at the end of the day. And I showed up the next day and they're like, oh, it's pretty good. Go.
Damn.
Yeah. No, they have just shit now. It's like paint.
It is funny when they remove people now, when they remove tattoos, like back in the day, they're like, look at this movie star. He's got to get all drawn up to play a biker boy. And then now they're like, I'm playing an accountant that has autism. Please cover my tattoos. And then they wash it off and they're like, what the fuck? I think that shit, that's why the Yakuza always were the shit to me, because they're all in like suits. Because they get their tattoos so precisely up to where the suit was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
they
take it off and you're like,
oh! Who was that late night guy that had them all? The Australian guy that everybody fucking hated. He's comic.
James Corden.
No, the other one before him.
Craig.
Completely covered.
Craig Kilborn?
Yes, completely covered, bro.
Craig Kilborn is?
Covered.
He's Scottish.
And back in the day covered, too.
Oh, that's like...
Yo, bro, when I heard he was like going back with the networks and shit and having all those problems, I was like, oh, that guy's a problem.
Dude, I want to see. He's just tearing
it
up. Yo,
wait till you see him, bro.
Not Craig Kilborn.
Craig.
Oh, fuck. Why can't... It's Craig, man. It's Craig. He was on Drew Carey's show. Craig Ferguson. Craig Ferguson. Because I never did the show. So you want me to remember him? Maybe you should have booked me.
Yeah.
In 2007 when everyone was trying to get
hot.
On there. When it was, everyone was trying to get
Craig. No, we had to put Hannibal Buress on again.
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 Christian Schaal. Again. No, I love Christian Schaal. Shout out Colorado.
I love Hannibal,
and
dude.
Shout out Hannibal. Yeah, that is, I love sneaky tattoos. I love when you're like, oh, if I like Ben Affleck's back tattoo.
I'm not going to say how the person's related to me, but their kid recently told me that they have an ass tattoo, and I was kind of weirded out.
A celebrity?
The kid came up to me. He's like, I like your tattoos. And I was like, does your daddy have any? And she was like, yeah, on his butt.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
fun.
Like, that's a weird.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a target.
Also,
what's a target?
The kid knowing it as well.
They're in the shower and they're like, what does entrance only mean? Just get out of the shower. Get the hell. I mean, did you find out?
Yeah, she's got some.
Oh, shit. He actually does. Craig Ferguson does. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Bad boy.
Yeah, look at that. He is. He's like tatted like he does ayahuasca.
I think he's a. I think he's. I think he got out before he got Ellen'd.
Oh, you think they were about to blow it up?
I think a lot of people are getting out before they get Ellen'd.
Oh yeah, that might have been the first one that fell.
Was the one where everybody's like, "That's never going to happen," and it happened. And they're like,
"What are they? Like, they're drinking martinis." They go, "What are they going to pull down Ellen?" In 6 months, it's like, weep, weep, weep. And their officer like, shred all the files. Burn everything. I never fucked that intern. Weep, weep. I mean, I feel that way about Conan was always my guy. I still feel to this day that Conan is the man and has done nothing wrong.
The coolest.
Conan O'Brien.
Have you met him?
Yes.
He's king. I have not. I really want to meet Conan
twice. He's king. Andy Richter, king. Everyone else I'm suspect of.
I love Colbert.
Okay, I'll give him.
I love Colbert.
Colbert was the man during the Daily Show years.
But he's the man during the Daily Show years, and then
Colbert
kind of lives his own thing. You know, it's sick.
Fallon, I don't trust.
I mean,
Kimmel, I don't trust.
It's like when Leno fell down that hill recently.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, well, this Latin King came there's up to been me. Too said, many, he said, been, why do you have that neck tattoo?
Fallon has had too many of those instances.
Yeah, Jimmy goes, I cut my hand. That's all they say. They go, why? And he goes, just cut it.
Cooking.
They said, I remember back in the day, it might have been, this was a long time ago, Brian Greasy was the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And he said he tripped over his golden retriever. It might have been him. Might have been another NFL quarterback. But they blamed an injury on like tripping on their golden retriever. And I go, I think you were drunk. I think you were drunk and you fell. And you just don't want to admit it.
Yeah, dude.
Because
when I broke my hand punching the wall, I fell over my dog, dude.
He goes, I did coke and I looked through my wife's phone. Next thing you know, I'm headbutting the guest door because she won't let me in. Anyways, I'm 3-6 on the IR. My dog tripped me. Just say the real thing.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah. This is why everyone is mad.
And I will give, I do want to say this. I want to say one more late night guy I like, Seth.
I don't really know him. He was nice when I did the show.
Nice guy.
Seems nice.
Ran into him in a restaurant, said hi to him, was like, oh, he definitely didn't know who the fuck I was. DM'd me 30 minutes later.
That's really
Ricky,
cool.
Ricky, great to see you. Had the run with the kids. I was like, awesome.
Seth was super nice when I did the show. Michelle Wolf speaks highly of him. So,
yeah, I think he's good people.
So, all right, Seth, you've been spared. But Jimmy and Jimmy, you will fight to the death.
I had a good night with Jimmy, though.
I don't care.
Why?
Just doesn't feel real.
Oh, really?
Doesn't feel real.
Nah, he's a man.
I know you're not eating your butt while we're wrapping up the podcast.
That's Katie. Weird to say to your Siri.
I go, Katie. I go, sorry, we got Katie in the kennel. We're doing kill shelter. That's where I act like she's an hour away from being
kill shelter. It's a lot.
I go, get in the cage. I will adopt you if I choose to.
It's a lot like Kill Tony, but towards dogs.
I go, now. All right, Myrtle.
Look at you in your one leg.
Says here you're a 5-year-old mutt. You were just eating your ass.
He goes, so did Kill Tony's his dog?
You get a meal. You win a meal.
Ricky, I've known you fucking forever since.
Dude, crazy.
Broadway Comedy Club.
I met you through Vecchione. I've been to your house.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories about Vecchione.
Was coming to our apartment under
to watch. Do you remember what we watched?
No.
The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Which was the same night Nate Bargatze's hour special was on Comedy Central, May 5th.
Whoa.
Mayweather-Pacquiao. It was full-time magic. Nate's special.
Vecchione was furious. He was furious.
He wanted Pacquiao to win.
And
I would say I watched 2/3 of Mayweather's career with Mike Vecchione. He really respected his craft, was not a fan of him. So always wanted, there was like fights.
That's that Philly shit.
Yeah. He's like,
I fucking hate him.
Yeah, he's just black. You know, no. No,
Mike. No, Mike, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just going to fucking say it.
Say it.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking black and I don't like it. He's so black.
He just keeps buying jewelry.
He really, really loved the way he fought, but I remember watching that. I remember you coming over.
That was so fun, dude. Hitting dirty bowls underneath the train, bro.
That was when I was still fucking broke, so we were smoking swear.
Oh, yeah.
Just gross shit.
I think I was invited over because I had the weed.
Yeah.
I fucking miss those days. Living under the train with my fucking meet the bull, Mike Vecchione. Check out Ricky's YouTube channel. Go subscribe to it. He's got awesome stuff. I watched you at the Village Underground the other night. Fucking hilarious. I know you're taping it. I don't know if it's up yet.
I'm doing this thing, and I think it's like, it's so funny. Comedy's in such a weird place.
Yeah.
But I keep saying this, and somebody said it to me. I can't remember who it was. It's like, this is what got you what you do. Now you have to learn to do it faster.
Yeah.
And it's just like so crazy to be doing that now.
It is true.
Flipping bits
in
a week.
you got to learn kind of what you want to get rid of and what you want to hold on to for the road. It's
but you know what I've learned? If you don't give away the full thing, if the joke is like, you can give them.
Oh, give it like a little snippet.
Yeah.
So you go like,
when you go out.
It's a little Costco sample. You go, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You go, you should order it.
Because I don't want to do crowd work, man.
Nope. I think the people, I felt bad for people that were good at crowd work and then this thing happened. Because I felt like they were like, hey, I was doing that. And you're like, well, now everyone is.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've seen it and it works. Most of the time, I think it's just overplayed. I think it's like, it's a cycle. Something else will get burned out and then something else. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
It's like everyone's running the same play. And you go, all right, I get that. It's just comedy's in a weird fucking place. But what's nice is you set up these little YouTube channels. People come in out of the rain. This is what you give them.
It's fun.
And you go, come on in. Take a look down in the videos. Hopefully you got some stuff you like. It's like literally we're opening our own mini mall shops on the internet.
Yeah, basically.
And people come in and you go,
I have an Etsy shop now. Yeah, you go, come check out this Etsy shop.
I made silly.
Maybe one day we'll get into Whole Foods.
Here you go. I made a silly. I made a silly about festivals as Shark Tank. Hey, sharks.
Hey, sharks.
Here's what I'm providing. 45 minutes of good stand-up. RickyVelez.com.
You're one of my favorites, dude. You're so funny. You're always the nicest guy, and you are the golden retriever of comedy. Go check out that tour. Dan's the man.
Give me treats. DanSoder.com. RickyVelez.com?
Yeah.
RickyVelez.com for live dates. Subscribe to his YouTube channel, and thank you for watching. And God bless America. That's how I end every podcast.